Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Baseball fans, the game is over.
Ball game over!
Welcome to the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Bet above the rest. Only at the Potawatomi Sportsbook, Milwaukee. After the last pitch, you've made the switch for 21 seasons. We'll hear from the manager, the players, and the highlights from the game. It's time to talk about the game and the team with Tim Allen on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Well, it is almost a final from American Family Field as the Brewers take a 7-4 lead into the ninth inning where Trevor Megill is entering the game to lock this thing in. Welcome in, everybody. Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show in minutes, hopefully with a Brewers win. We're here in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Tim Allen, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Charlie Usen is here. And they put up a six-pack of runs in the first inning while Robert Gasser was walking, guys. And just to let you know, it's going to be really interesting hearing from Pat Murphy after this one. Removes Gasser mid-count with two outs in the fourth inning.
What happened to the last guy that he did that to?
Yeah.
See ya.
He's in Nashville.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Mr. Sproat. Now, again, I don't think it's crazy to think Sproat pitched well his last time out. Wouldn't be crazy to think Gasser gets sent down, and now they bring Sproat up to be the fifth guy, and they just go bouncing back and forth between the hot hand between the two of them.
Or they keep throwing in the rotation.
That could be, too, and then you bring up somebody else.
Yeah. 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 So that could happen. Unless, you know, hidden in the weeds here, Robert Gasser had something ailing him. I'm going to guess not in this situation.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
But you never know. I just need to throw out that caveat because, you know, we all freak out at times, and then we find out that, oh, yeah, he's been suffering from. So outside of that, that was a disciplinary move.
Do you know what the disappointing thing is in all that? That he couldn't complete the fourth inning. You want to know why? Because if he completes the fourth, four hits, four runs, four earned, four walks, four strikeouts, if he would have just got the damn last out in the fourth inning, he would have had fours across the board.
It'd be the second time in baseball history since the New York Highlanders in 1901. No, I'm kidding.
I thought you were at that game.
Yeah.
That's a Charlie joke you would have pulled on me. Yeah.
Now, yesterday I inadvertently said the Brewers were 30 games over. They're 29. Yeah. If they win this, it will be 30 games over. So that'd be good to get back to that 30-game over mark. But still some work to do, Trevor Megill, in that ninth inning, or in this ninth inning, I should say. You scored six in the first, Sanchez an RBI, two RBI double. Joey Ortiz moved up to the sixth spot.
Good.
In this order.
And did and delivered.
Yes, he did. An RBI base hit in that first inning. He certainly did. And then you had Garrett Mitchell with a two-run double in that first inning. They're up 5-0. And David Hamilton rocked an RBI double. They're up 6-0 after one inning of play. And Gasser, just in this habit of walking the leadoff man, that's not going to fly with Pat Murphy.
No.
What, you know my attitude with walks. I mean, if I got a pitcher that's going to walk a bunch of guys, I'll go another direction. You cannot have free passes.
If somebody hits the ball against you, fine. They beat you. It is what it is. But if you walk guys, then you're just gift wrapping runs.
Three of his four innings started for Robert Gasser had a leadoff walk. Then fast forward to the seventh or eighth, Ashby walked the leadoff man. And that was, you know, again, you had to get out of a tough jam, two on, two out. Had to get Brendan Donovan. That's the mayor of Chicago. Sorry.
Oh. I learned something today.
There you go.
All right.
Or was. Maybe. I don't know if he still is. But Donovan has been on base the entire series, hasn't he?
Yes. Former Cardinal, still a pain in the butt.
Gosh, that guy bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right. So need to lock this in here. This series, folks, is on the offense. That's how they got this series victory, if they complete the deal here.
Hey, I want to go back to another option for the starting pitcher to replace our guy Robert Gasser. Can I nominate Coleman Crowe? Because I just went to the Nashville Sound to see what happened with the Sounds today.
It's an option.
Because of Frelick. Because Frelick 2-for-5 today with a run scored today in a 7-0 win for Nashville. Coleman Crowe hasn't given up a run in the entire month. 6 innings of 5-hit shutout ball on August 6th, 6 2/3, 2-hit shutout ball on August 14th.
I'm a Crow guy, man.
And today, 6 innings, 5 hits of shutout ball again today on August 20th. I mean,
yeah.
That might be your guy.
Still, that I still think that trade's a win. They give up, was that the Tyrone Taylor deal?
Yep.
I can't remember. I think it was. But Coleman Crowe, they had to sit and wait for him through a Tommy John. But I've been a big fan of his, and keeping him on the radar, that's a good observation, because that could be.
Yeah,
why
it was
not?
Coleman Crowe for Hauser and Taylor.
Yeah, okay. Uh-oh.
No, he's got it. He's got it.
Yeah. All right. So one out in that ninth inning, Brewers up 7-4. Going after their 79th victory. Again, you got to credit this bullpen, both last night and then another short start today.
Yep.
And you get the job done out of that bullpen. I mean, we'll see what happens moving forward, but, you know, the overworked bullpen because of a six-man rotation. I was thinking about the six-man rotation, and I'm coming to the determination that I don't like it.
Just now you come to the determination?
Yep.
I've been there for a minute now.
I didn't necessarily know why. And I think as of earlier this morning, I was like, why is it that athletes are bigger, stronger, faster, they have the best gear, they have the best technology, they have the best medical assistance, they have the best nutrition, yet they're going in the other direction when it comes to innings pitched? Is this going to be the norm now? And is Major League Baseball then going to bend to the knee of this fear of innings pitched or workload or overload or injuries or whatever it might be? Are they going to bend and say, well, you know what? We're going to go a 27-man roster because we're going to go back to an 8-man bullpen so you can have 6 starters?
I'll take it a further step, more dramatic than that. And I'll say in the next 15 to 20 years that these games will be 7 innings. And for the sake of making games shorter, to keep the younger people tuned in for longer and so forth, now the starter's going 5 innings. Now you have a closer and a setup guy. Rosters can shrink as well, so now I don't have to pay as many guys on the roster. Owners make more money as well to go along with everything else. I could easily see it going to the game being shorter, less innings, less guys on the roster because you don't need as many pitchers if you're not pitching as many innings, and the owners win across the board on it.
This should do it.
Oh, he's on his
and
horse.
Got it.
Oh, that was a great run by Mitchell to get it.
There you go. It is a final from American Family Field. The game and the series, and those results are good. As we welcome you in to the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, Tim and Sparky and Charlie Usen, and a Brewers 7-4 victory. You credit the offense not only in this game, you credit the offense in this series. Finally, the offense stepped up. mean, even with the loss yesterday, they put up 5 runs.
Yeah.
22 in the first game, 5 yesterday, and 7 today. I mean, 29, 34 runs in this series. That is why you won this series. Clearly on the offense. So, yes, I applaud the Brewers' offense in this series against Seattle. Now they're 30 games at 79 and 49, over 500. And they pick up a game in the NL Central.
Half game.
Do they not?
Half game. Cubs are off today. So now you're up to 5 with the win.
Back to 5 games over within the division.
And Miz tomorrow against Chris Sale. That is going to be good.
That's a 3 o'clocker on top of that. Did they adjust that because of...
I'm assuming it's Packers
football.
That's my guess. I don't know for sure. They were talking about it at 9 to noon today, trying to figure out and guess why that is. Because you've got Sunday night baseball because you have the Little League game in Williamsport on Sunday night. So I don't know if one has to do with the other or what the case may be. Packers played 8 o'clock because they're in Denver. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to assume that's why. Which is cool. I mean, when you think about
it. Dude, that's a primetime game at 3 in the afternoon.
Well,
I'm just saying, like that.
Again, I like the adjustability, if that's a word.
Sure it is. It is now.
Nicolay Law talking text line, 414-677-1250. As the Brewers get the 7-4 victory to take the game and the series, it's what you had to do. Now you're going back-to-back series victories after getting swept in San Diego. 3-4 in L.A., you come back home, 2-3 against Seattle. Is it okay to set the sights on winning the series against the Atlanta Braves?
Yes.
2-3. Why not? And again, we're going to credit the offense on this one, but Garrett Mitchell, good to see him back rolling. I mean, he's had a nice series here for the Brewers in this 2-3 over the Seattle Mariners. So he went a couple of doubles today, had a solo home run, and provided that insurance run. We'll get to that a little bit later on during the show. But the 6-man rotation, because of Gasser's performance today, is that a good idea? I'm just wondering out loud if a 6-man rotation is really the way to go, not only for the Brewers, but in baseball in general. Because the answer would be, well, yeah, because it prevents injuries and gives extra rest and... Look at the way these guys go, extra rest. Well, why do other teams just stay with a 5-man rotation? Is the bar now lowered on starting pitchers with starts throughout a season? Typically, your 5 guys, your main guys, are going to get 30 to 32 starts a season.
Mm-hmm.
So now do we sit back and we say, well, 26 to 27 starts a year, that's pretty good going with a 6-man. Is that where we go here in Major League Baseball? Hey, if it's working, stay with it. I totally understand. But the Brewers get the victory today. So, want to get your reaction here on this one. Nicolay Law talking text line, 414-677-1250. Brewers now 30 games over 500, 79 and 49. Pick up a half game in the Central. And attendance at American Family Field, 35,909 today. You had 36, 34, and 39. That is incredible. Now, I heard that you guys were talking about the prices at American Family Field.
Yeah, I brought it. I was going for Cub Scout night, and I was just talking about the fact that this is super expensive. That is exactly why you tailgate before the game. Double cheeseburger was like $12.50 or $12.75 or something like that.
No.
Order
of
fries is like $8. Oh my God.
Don't care.
Dude,
don't care.
I know you don't care, but
I care.
Because
you plan on doing that when you go to the game.
I don't plan on ever spending money.
I'll tell you when I learned this. My son was about 4 years old. So the toddler running around the carnival, this local carnival.
He was a cute kid then.
Yeah. Yeah. So. He's running around, and mommy kept saying, no. And it dawned on me. He wanted to do this. No. Wanted to do this. No. Wanted to do this. Wanted to have this. Can I have that?
Oh,
everything
yeah.
was no, no, no. Then why did we take him? And I learned from that moment on, when I go to do things like a ball game,
sure,
like a concert, any event, a vacation. I just simply plan on spending that money.
Yeah,
just
I agree.
Plan on it.
I agree with the vacation part of it. The Brewers thing, yeah, probably to a certain degree. We only stayed to like the sixth inning and we left because people had to get up early the next morning. But
now,
yeah.
Let me ask you this. Do you think the average Brewer fan goes to more than one game a season?
No.
Average fan, this is sort of this night out or this day out for a lot of Brewers fans.
Yeah, so you save up for that one day.
That's correct. Right. That's right. So correct. You can get the, can I have popcorn? Sure, let's get some popcorn.
I was on a shuttle from Natty Oaks going over to the game that night, and there was this lady sitting next to me, and she's got the ballpark pass, so she can go whenever she wants. She pays so much a month or whatever, and then sits whatever. And I think she goes to like 30 games a year or something like that. She's like, I don't know why I'm even going. I'm so tired right now, but I'm a huge Brewers fan, so I'm going. It's like, okay, well, yeah, that's cool.
How much do you spend at American Family Field when you go to the ball game? That is your question.
That's a great question. I think
do you spend?
Let's see. If you have a family of four.
No, hold on. 20, that family of four thing on Sundays. They
like,
got the Sunday
that's like
bundle.
$150 probably.
No.
If you're getting them like ice cream and all that, like, yeah, it's going to cost you. Now, they have a 414 menu over there that we did for our kids. That's like $4 hot dogs, and it's far more affordable than the adult menu, obviously. So at least they have that for the kids.
So they have a Sunday deal. You have to become industrious with this stuff and look around, brewers.com, and take a look around. That Sunday deal,
I did it 3 years ago.
$85 or something. It's right now, it's like $82 or $86, mm-hmm. somewhere in there. We'll call it $85. You get four tickets, four hot dogs, four drinks.
Yep.
Tickets and parking.
Correct. We've done it.
For $85. Now, again, I might be off by a couple of dollars.
No, it's close, though.
Okay, that's a good deal. Certain nights, you can get tickets for, $8, $10?
Yep, depending on where you want to sit. You can probably sit in the upper deck for that, sure.
So when you go to American Family Field, on average, how much comes out of the wallet? Now, it's easier to spend more money these days because it's cashless, right?
That's
zap the card.
Good point.
Zap the card, zap the card, yes. Zap the card. And if you don't have the card or want to pay cash, then you can go buy a temporary card, you know, for that day.
Right.
And then utilize it that way. That's the way to skirt around the rules. I'd prefer to pay cash. But how much do you spend is after the ticket? $50? A couple of beers and a bite to eat?
Per person, you're saying. So yeah, you're saying for the individual, not for the family. Right, gotcha.
Yeah, or the family, if you want to throw in, or you and your wife.
I would say one person probably between 40 and 50. I think that's
after
right.
After the ticket.
After the ticket, right.
Now, the fan shop, a little different story for me.
I just avoid
it. It's $200 anytime I've set foot in that establishment.
I don't go in it.
It's just, I can't get away from $200. It's like going to the big box stores. I can't get away. It's $100 no matter what I go in there for.
Sure.
This is $200 anytime I step in the fan shop.
No can do.
I can't help it. All right, 414-677-1250 on the Nicolet Law Talk and text line. Robert Gasser, I'm very interested in hearing Pat Murphy and his comments, what he has to say about Robert Gasser. Brewers get the victory, 7-4 the final. They take the game in the series. Get back to that 30-game over mark. You're listening to the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Brewers win again. Tim and Sparky and Charlie alongside talking Brewers baseball.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Who gave the crew some breathing room? What play was it? It's time for the insurance run of the game. Brought to you by G2 Insurance. Your friend in insurance. On the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show with Tim Allen on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
7-4, the Brewers get the Game 3 victory to take the win and the series over the Seattle Mariners. And that's a hungry team, too. You have to look at that as well in that middle game yesterday. But, with that bullpen holding things down yesterday, man, just one additional hit would have got you the sweep. The Brewers' offense won this series. It certainly wasn't starters Gasser and May.
Nope.
That didn't get it done. You could also say the bullpen won it as well. All right, welcome back. Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show here in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Time for our insurance run of the game. You guys on hold, we'll get right to you. We're talking about how much money you're spending at your outing at American Family Field.
Quite a few people participating in this conversation right now.
I don't do this to bash the organization, not at all. I'm just curious as to the philosophy of it. So when you go to the game, do you just decide, screw it. I know I'm going to zap my card a bunch of times. I'm going to get a hat. I might buy a jersey. I'm going to have a bunch of beers. I'm going to eat some food and forget about it. It's a great outing. All right, Nicolay Law talking text line 414-677-1250. The insurance run of the game brought to you by G2 Insurance, your friend in insurance. Running a business is like a championship run. One bad hit can take you out of the game. G2 Insurance Services specializes in keeping your business and reputation protected. They offer tailored solutions for restaurants, professional liability, and workman's comp. They represent top carriers like Erie to find the best combination of coverage and price. Get the defensive line your business deserves. G2 Insurance Services in Brookfield, online at g2ins.com. Your friend in insurance is G2 Insurance. So the Brewers put up a six-pack in that first inning. You had a two-run double by Gary Sanchez, an RBI base hit by Joey up to the sixth spot, by the way.
Nice.
Fans.
Good. Deserved. And
Garrett Mitchell had a two-run double. David Hamilton, an RBI double. There's your six runs. Then you fast forward way to the eighth inning where Garrett Mitchell, he's starting to swing the bat very well. Got some insurance in the eighth.
And that one's in the air to center field pretty deep. Rodriguez going back. He's at the wall. And she is gone. Garrett Mitchell backspins one off the batter's eye.
That could have been the backbreaker right there. Boy, Garrett Mitchell, lefty versus lefty, knocks one out of here.
Live from Brewers TV, and we should, Stevie, start getting little tweets from Murphy's presser. Anything troubling? Because I'm interested in hearing.
They're just showing them now on TV, so.
Okay, I'm interested in hearing 3 2/3 for Robert Gasser, 4 hits, 4 runs, 4 walks, walks kill me. You guys know that.
Yes.
And 4 strikeouts through 3 2/3. One more out would have been
Nothing as of yet for McKelvey or Hogue.
Okay, so we'll nothing see. Nothing troubling with that. Interested in hearing that because Gasser was lifted in the middle of a count, down 2-0, he lifted him right there for Patrick.
Yep.
Last time that happened, Stevie, you want to tell them what happened to that?
Brandon Spru talked with Matt Arnold and Pat Murphy and hopped on a bus and went to Nashville.
Got off to Nashville.
Toodles.
All right. 677-1250, 414-677-1250, Nicolay Law Talk and Text Line. Also, how much are you spending on your typical game that you're going to the game? Mike, you're up on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a lot of points here, but I'll let you comment. First off, with the rotation, I think you could afford another starter, like put Drohan or DL Hall in there and have like a 7 or 8 man rotation. All we need is outgetters. I know that they used to call them outgetters. 27 outs is all we need. So with the Gasser situation looking like, other than saving your bullpen, but we used to call him four-inning Freddy Peralta towards the end of his Brewers career. Just like good for 4 innings, if that. And it was sad to see him go, but, you know, he's a good player. My dad is a Pepsi Brewers fan club member. He bought my brother and I Pepsi Brewer fan club tickets, so we're guaranteed at least 6 games a year.
Nice.
Try and go at least, you know, once a month. And we park in Target South, we call it. The Target South lot is on Brewers Boulevard, and we just take the Hank Aaron trail into the game or carpool. And then a brat and a drink and a hat from the store is like easy over $100 each. But, you know, before I go, the 22 runs that we faced, the faces in the crowd, I want to mention that, like, just looking at, it was a long game, 22 runs. It was nice to see. It was like sopping in the au jus sauce of Brewers baseball. But, 20, you know, it's good to, you know, feast on these bad teams. But, 22 runs, and I could just see the faces in the crowd. It looked like, okay, we got this. We could wrap it up. You know, it was like batting practice at the end there. And it was like, it was sad to see batting practice in the later innings.
Yeah,
I'm good with it. Mike, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. We've got a bunch of text messages coming in as well. This one from Mark in Milwaukee. My wife and I go to about 10 games a year. Many of them, I get free tickets by using my Quick Trip points for weekday games. With those games, we either tailgate or we go to a bar and then shuttle in. At the game itself, we bring in sodas and we bring in snacks. At most, I'm buying one beer inside, and many times, I don't buy anything inside. Certainly, there's a game or two where I may buy some merch. That's Mark in Milwaukee.
See, and you can be industrious around Brewers baseball like that. Pottawatomie Sportsbook has the shuttle at home games.
Sure. Oh, all these bars got shuttles nowadays, for sure. Here's one from the Dugout YouTube chat from NPiccolo96. I always try and sit in the club level, which is $40 to $50, plus $25 for parking and a club level burger, which is roughly $10. If I'm going alone, it's about $100 by myself.
See, good for you. I mean, and again, I don't know your economic situation, where you guys are at with all that, but my, I guess, angle on this is, if you decide to go, right?
Yeah.
And go in.
No doubt.
It's like, I don't know, going to Disney.
Yep.
And then telling your kids no all the time.
Correct. And we were talking about this earlier on Wisconsin Sports Daily. That's how this whole thing came up. Was for Wisconsin, for Disney, because we're going in September, it's, all right, we saved up the money, and we're just not even going to worry about it. We're just going to go and spend and have fun. Like, we saved up way more than we need for this trip, so we don't even have to think about it. You want ice cream? Fine. Ice cream it is. You want some popcorn? Fine, get some popcorn. Like, not going to stress about it. Boomahawk on the Dugout YouTube chat over here, at WI Sports Radio, says, we tailgate into the third inning, then I get myself a tall cup of Jack and ice, and an ice water to sip on for the rest of the game.
There you go.
That's a man after my own heart right there.
Absolutely.
No doubt. Let's go.
Now, if you want to save money, that's the option that the Milwaukee Brewers have provided to us.
Yes. Which is crazy that they're going to allow people to bring anything in. Like, that's just nuts.
Very few stadiums allow that.
You're costing yourself a ton of money at the end of the day. But again,
That is, remember, I've told Rick Schlesinger for probably 10 years, there should be some type of tailgate license that you have in order to go in there and tailgate. Like, they should be like, hey, if you want a tailgate, it's $10 for the year and you can tailgate. And here's our tailgating section. Those that don't want to tailgate, that's fine. That's a different section, you know, and then you're not in the mess with all the grills and the tables and trying to leave and all that. It's all separated.
Use that money for payroll.
Sure. Yeah, that'd be great. Greg in Waukesha, you're next on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show with the franchise, Tim Allen. What's up, Greg?
Hey, Tim. Hey, Sparky. Sparky, good to talk to you again. It's been a while, man.
Well, hey, man, I'm here every day 2 to 5, like Monday through Friday, Greg.
I know.
Every day?
I've just been gone a lot this summer.
All right.
In St. Louis and, you know, just got to visit Busch Stadium. But anyway, that I told Tim the other day. So, yes, you are there every day. So, quick thing about the pitching. Whatever happened to the setup guy that the Brewers used to do in, like, the first and second, you know, innings for pitchers?
The openers.
Yeah. I'm thinking, like, a D.L. Howell or an Ashby or, something like that might be a good opener. And then maybe you put your main guy in just so these arms – you know, don't get tired, because one thing they have is pitching. So, but then I also just wanted to comment. When I go to a game, if I had my way, I would spend like a lot of money on food, because Sparky, you know, I like to eat.
That's all right. Yeah. You gotta eat. Yeah. I get you.
Yeah. Yeah. So hot dog, peanuts,
the standard baseball food, Greg.
Dropping the peanut shells on the.
Yeah, there you go. You tell them.
And if you're Tim Allen, you're in a hotel room and you're throwing them all over the room.
No,
so somebody
that
else
has nothing to do with that.
Greg, thanks for the call.
No, that has nothing to do with dropping your shells on the ground and scrunching them all up when you get up.
Charlie, my guy over there, other side of the glass. This dude here, we've talked about this a million times over the years. This dude here. Like, you go to a fast food restaurant,
mm-hmm.
like, say, Wendy's, my fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
You go to Wendy's, you're all done. What do? When you're all done eating, you got your tray, got your wrappers on, what do you
go
do?
Go throw out your wrappers and put the tray on top of the garbage can?
Not your boy.
What do you mean?
Not your boy.
We're talking baseball.
Not your boy, Tim.
Wasn't there something about, like, spilling peanuts or putting the peanut shells on the ground at the
spring
training
that
Tommy was mad at you about? Yeah.
He puts the shells in a cup. Who puts the shells in a cup at a ball game?
I don't do that. I'm guilty there.
You drop them on the ground and you scrunchle them all up, and that's part of the fun, isn't it?
You're getting a lot of heat about the way you're treating these areas, Tim. I don't know.
it's more of an old school thing, I suppose.
No, you're
that's what it is.
You're fine. Don't worry about
it. I feel bad for people that do have to, you know, clean up my mess.
No, you don't. That's just a bold-faced lie. You do not feel bad.
Do you tip at a hotel room? You leave money on the corner of the bed?
That's what you're supposed to do. Yes.
You leave it.
Well, I leave it on the nightstand.
It drives me crazy. People I go to Vegas with, and they want their rooms cleaned, and they screech about it, and then you don't tip every time they're in Vegas.
Yeah, no, you have to tip. Absolutely.
You crazy?
Joe in Fort Myers, you're next on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show with Tim Allen. What's up, Joe?
Hey, fellas. You guys make my day every time I call in, at least a couple times a week.
Nice.
I don't spend any money because I'm too far away, but I tell you what, I have some Tim Allen beverages, and I had 3 cigars today, my father's, and I just had myself a McCallum's to celebrate a Brewers victory.
There you go.
I want to congratulate you guys on your show. Tim Allen, Sparky, you bring it every time. Win or lose, you tell it like it is. You give us an opportunity to voice our opinions. And especially myself, being down here in Fort Myers, I enjoy listening to you guys right after the game. The post game is terrific. Thanks again, boys.
Awesome. Thanks. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, that was a nice call. Super, super nice right there. You want to participate in the conversation? How much are you spending at your typical ball game or your destination of sorts? Did I hear that Charlie would rather go to Ireland than to Las Vegas?
Yes, 100%.
Don't get sidetracked, because you'll talk to him for an hour about this. Let's not get sidetracked. Okay. Let's move.
Eye on the ball.
Thank you.
Potawatomi Sports. Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios after a Brewers series win here after a 7-4 Game 3 victory. We'll take your calls and read your text on the Nicolay Law Talk and text line,
414-677-1250.
Yeah, interested in hearing from Murph. Still a long way to go here. Stick around.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
Brewers since the 4th of July. Look at this guy. Joey O. Playing a little pepper. Drives in Sanchez. Yelich to third. And Joey Ortiz stays blistering hot right now. It is 3-0 Milwaukee in the first.
Second in OPS since the All-Star break, with 60 or more plate appearances. That's Joey Ortiz, Brewers TV right there, part of a 7-4 Brewers victory. Welcome back in, Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show here in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Tim, Sparky, Charlie, and the victory, and talking money, and talking also six-man rotations, whether you like that or not.
I think that's that is a good question at this point. Let's go to Ginny in Vernon. You're next on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show with Tim Allen. What's up?
Hey, you guys. How are you doing?
Good.
More important, how you are, Ginny and Tonic.
Yeah, I'm great. So, okay, so first of all, do we talk about Gasser? Is he running out of gas? I don't know enough about pitching. And then I do want to make a comment about concessions. But going back to Gasser and the six-man rotation, I always say to myself, like, winter is the time I'm going to understand, learn, go on the YouTubes and, you know, look at pitches and how pitchers are thrown to understand more about pitching. So I don't have anything but a knee-jerk reaction and an instinct to say, you know, I haven't liked Gasser pretty much from the onset, although we've seen some good things. So first, wondering what you think about that.
They're creatures of habit, these guys, rotations.
Yep.
And, you know, you get 4 days rest and you're back on the fifth day. You throw your bullpen a certain day. You have your certain regimen that you go through in between starts. Then you throw in off days. Now you're looking at, really, in theory, a seven-man rotation because now you got to wait out that off day.
Yep.
Then you're going to force feed your main guy, because every team has their main stud, right?
Yep.
That's going to screw things up. So you might be skipped another couple of days in this. I'm not sure. And the verdict is not in for me, guys. I'm not sure I like the six-man rotation.
Well, okay. I don't like it. It's killing the bullpen. It's been killing the bullpen. That's why we got to keep rotating guys in and out of the bullpen, left and right. No doubt about that.
All right, so how much money are you forking out at the game?
Well, you also have your backup catcher there that can pinch in a pinch.
Yeah, Sanchez.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. So, first of all, you got to load up on the Cousins or whatever, the Arby's or whatever. Bring it in a clear bag so that you can afford the beer or two when you get there. And my rule is the peanuts do need to be cleaned up, but I'm not a fanatic about it, right? So if I make a little bit of a mess, it's okay, but I'm showing that I have some respect for the folks that, you know, are the low-paid workers that got to clean it up. So that's me, and I would just advise to stay
far better, far better human being than me.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. But lastly, we could, as an alternative, I know you're talking about the guy. You had the guy on that said he has the glass of Jack, I think they one-upped us down south with the Crosstown series.
White Sox Cubs series, yeah.
Yeah, so they were, somebody down there was really, had a good head on his shoulders when he decided the best way to save money was to bring cocaine into the game.
Did not see that one, but again, goes back to the intelligence level of those people. From the 414, from Laura on the south side, I am not a fan of Murphy pulling Gasser in the middle of the at-bat, nor was I happy when he did it to Sproat. I think it's just too harsh to, quote, teach a lesson or, quote, make a statement. Give me a break, Murphy. We know you're in charge. You don't have to humiliate these guys. Quit always boasting up the boosting up the opposition and build up, in capital letters, your own guys.
I get that sentiment. I totally understand it. But on the other side, though, doesn't this indicate how fierce of a competitor Murphy is deep down? Doesn't this prove something, that there's emotions in there? Like,
what, you didn't know that before this?
Well, I'm just
saying everybody knows the dude at this point.
I'm just saying it's proof in there, something like that. Man, it's something.
All right, we'll go back to the phones here.
One quick thing here. Yep. Remember Crazy Cousin Johnny?
Of course.
Crazy Cousin Johnny, when we talk about six-man rotation, his theory, probably a good decade ago, 15 years ago maybe, his theory was, when it comes to pitching, outside of your Cy Young candidate, you keep him normal. Right? You keep him every fifth day. Then he said, outside of your lockdown closer, just your closer, you don't overwork him. You don't throw him in there in the third inning of every game. Outside of those two guys, if those are the only two you have, everybody else is available every single day. Think about that.
That would be interesting. I don't. You'd still have to manage arms. I mean, you
still would to some degree. Yes. Or to a degree. Yes.
No
yes.
doubt. Let's go to, who is this? Pastor Babs? Is that what it is? In Michigan. What's up?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good.
What's up?
Just a quick comment on the concession stuff. I take my family around. My bucket list is to see the Brewers play in every ballpark.
Nice.
And we've been to a bunch, and honestly, and most of them, we always check because of the cost of it all. A lot of major league ballparks let you bring stuff in, just like Milwaukee does. Our best memory, though, is when I took my kids to St. Louis. It was a rainy day game. We went to the night game the night before too, but the rainy day game, we stopped at a White Castle right across from the ballpark and picked up a Crave case of sliders. And we brought all those suckers into the game, and our seats are right next to the Brewer bullpen. And we actually traded a couple of the sliders to Marcus Hanel for the bullpen catcher.
For a baseball?
I just saw Marcus at State Fair last week. Yes.
Yeah. Well, all three of my kids ended up with a baseball that game because Alex Claudio was playing catch with Yelich out in left field, and he threw the ball up to me first because he saw – I'm a big fat guy in a Brewer jersey on. He threw it up to me. I gave that to one of my kids.
Nice.
And we ended up trading some sliders to Marcus for balls for the other two.
That's good.
Hey, Pastor Babs, are you a real pastor?
I am.
Praise the Lord.
All right. See you, Pastor Babs. Pray for Tim. He needs a lot of help. A lot. Brian in Maguanago. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning. Good afternoon, guys. Hey, you know, I just had one comment, question about WSSP and then one about the Brewers. You know, back in the day when pure baseball was and the money wasn't outrageous, they used to have guys pitch doubleheaders and pitch, you know, two games in back-to-back, and there was none of all this analytics, and they were making – probably 10% of what they're making out.
Yeah.
And I know analytics and everything, but they coddle these guys. And, you know, you look over the last 20 years, injuries seem to be so much more prevalent than they were 20, 30 years ago, 40 years ago as a kid growing up. And, you know, you're making that kind of money. You got to go out there and play. You got to go, and whether it's conditioning, whether it's in the gym, whether it's medicine, whether it's, you know, therapy, whatever. But it just seems like they're coddled too much. And I disagree myself personally. I think that the guy, you got to produce. You're getting paid big money to produce. I mean, if you can hit four ground balls a week, you're making $2 million. And this is just ridiculous. I think that you need to perform. There's no such thing. There's no standard rule in baseball. Don't take the pitcher out in the middle of a count. I mean, you let that extra guy walk, and that's the run that can haunt you. And the game yesterday that frustrated me was Murphy sat there and did just the opposite today. We took the pitcher out in the middle of a count when he should have taken Dustin Mayday out. I mean, is that going to be the new call in the last 5 weeks of the season? Mayday, mayday, every time he pitches?
Oh, stop. No. It was one game. Stop. Goodbye. Yeah, no. It's one game.
And Dustin May is a veteran as opposed to Gasser. There's a difference there. And think about this during the break. We're going to hear from Murph on the other side. If nutrition is so much better, if medical technology is so much better, and these guys are bigger, stronger, and faster, and in far better shape than they were in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Why are they pitching less and less then? Now, you could say that most of these guys are gassing 95 to 96 as a starter. You didn't see that in abundance years ago. So that plays a part. Just think about that. Murph on the other side, Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Tim, Sparky, Charlie Usen, a 7-4 Brewers win, and we're talking Brewers baseball. Stick around.
Baseball fans, the game is over.
Ball game over!
Welcome to the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Bet above the rest. Only at the Potawatomi Sportsbook, Milwaukee. After the last pitch, you've made the switch for 21 seasons. We'll hear from the manager, the players, and the highlights from the game. It's time to talk about the game and the team with Tim Allen on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
It was a 7-4 victory in Game 3 of this three-game series over the Seattle Mariners, and you like that. The offense, 7 runs tonight, or today, I should say. 5 runs last night, 22 the night before. That's a little bit better on the offensive side.
For sure.
Opportune times with some offense in that Dodger series. So are we seeing a little corner turn since that series in San Diego, in terms of the offense?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice being home, too, though, if we're being honest.
Yeah, that, too. That the pitching, Kirby today and Miller in game one, they're pretty good pitchers. I'm not saying they're great pitchers, but they're pretty good. So it is a good trending in the right direction for this Brewers offense. You can hit us up on the Nicolay Law Talk and text line 414-677-1250. We're going to hear from Robert Gasser, who was pulled mid-count with 2 outs in that 4th inning. He had 4 walks in the ballgame, 3 of those to lead-off innings. Now, I mean, I know walks occasionally happen. But those leadoff walks, Stevie, I mean, I just can't. I have no patience for that. Ashby did it as well. 4 of the 9 innings offensively for the Mariners, they drew a leadoff walk off Brewers pitching. I know that's not going to sit well with Pat Murphy.
Cannot imagine.
No. Let's hear from the Brewers manager after the Brewers 7-4 win.
What do we got? Good questions right off the bat. Somebody start with a good question. Podcast guy, what do you got?
The bullpen picked you up. I know you probably didn't want to take Gasser out in the middle of
them. No, I wanted to take Gasser out.
What's that?
I wanted to take him out. That was kind of hot. It was a little too emotional right there. But Yeah, you can't walk. He had five free bases there and got us 11 outs, but he had five free bases, and it looks like we're going to have another one, you know? So, yeah, I just pulled the plug and want to win the game. You lose that game, it changes a lot, you know what I mean? And just proud of Patrick and proud of Ashby, proud of McGill to come in there and throw whatever they did, five and a third. Or is it six and a third? No, five and a third. Key right there, because you're playing downhill. You have the six runs. Everybody's had good at-bats. We opened the game with nine good at-bats. And you get nine solid at-bats. All of a sudden, you're rolling, and you think, now I can see what I can do at the end here. And it's hard. And give their pitcher credit. He settled down, changed the way he did things. And then all of a sudden, it's 6-4 because we've given up free bases and, you know, we're behind in the count. You can't have that. So.
But if your pen group, you know, Abner down, these guys have worked a lot with the young starting staff. Just where do you think that group stands as in this point of the season where maybe you might think they're going to wear down with them?
Well, I mean, you can predict whatever, you know, and research will show that relievers are very volatile, you know, and so you can predict that, but it really comes down to these guys understanding that and understanding it's not going to happen to me because I can make pitches. And maybe I'm not 97, maybe I'm 95, maybe I'm 94, but I can throw it over a Nat's ass. You know what I mean? Nats are pretty small. If you can do that, you know, you got a chance to help, whether it's 94 or 97. But these games here are sometimes tougher to win. Now, people will say, what are you talking about? 6-0 game is tougher to win? In a lot of ways, when the other team keeps fighting, these guys are trying to – that's a good club. They're one game from the World Series last year. One game, actually, like a couple outs from the World Series. Who did they lose? I know they picked up Donovan, who's a hell of a player. Who else have they lost? I don't know. You guys know?
Suarez.
Okay. Donovan, Suarez, okay. All right. What do you got? I mean, that's a pretty good, darn good team and pretty good pitching staff, right? Great, great bullpen, you know, and they picked up a few guys in the pen too. So, look, this is a really good team, and they're fighting for it, and they're hungry, and, you know, I'm proud of our guys winning the game today. They found a way.
Obviously, McGill's been an all-star previously, but this stretch that he's on right now, is this as good as you can remember them pitching as well?
Yeah, I mean, he's throwing the ball well, you know what I mean? You know, he hasn't pitched in, what, 6 days, 7 days, and a couple hard contacts there at the end, but he's filling up the zone. You know, so what can I say? He knows that role, and he's doing a good job. It's not like he's never going to falter, but – you know, he's doing what he has to do, and the defense takes care of the rest.
For Garrett today, going from testing his foot to then having the day, how close did he coming out of one, and then delivered the way
he said this morning early, I'm playing, I'm good, you know, and the trainers did a great job of getting him ready, treating him, and came back out and obviously had the day he had, and did it with his feet too, hustle double, and it's a big homer at the end that gave us a little space, changed the momentum of the game a little bit. But he was great. You know, Hammy had a couple big at-bats. Churio had some great at-bats. Churio had four hard contacts, you know, had four good at-bats, three hard contacts and a walk. You know, Bowers had a good day, but, you know, it's, you know, you look at the day Mitchell had and the day Churio had, that's – pretty good offensive day, so like I said, the relief staff, but you can't walk the leadoff hitter. We did that four times today. That's not good. So
I know sometimes it can take time to settle into a game, but what do you say about your guys that help the wood pepper where you see to you and had to chip away to nine good at-bats?
Yeah, they did. I mean, they had nine great at-bats to open the game. And then we had other good at-bats the next couple innings. We just didn't get the big hit. You know, Ortiz lines out to center field, and then we hit a double right after that.
And Terang hits a bullet to left field. We hit a base hit after that. I mean, it's just it's kind of, you know, there's a lot of quality at bats today, but give their starter credit and give their reliever credit, though. The first kid that came in, he was really good, and then they brought in Leverage at the right time. I thought that guy did a great job managing the game for himself. He kept his pitcher in just long enough, you know, and then he brought in Ferreira when he needed to against Bowers, and that was huge. It was huge timing for it. Kept it within two. You know, do they have an off day tomorrow? No? Oh, okay. But, yeah, they were, I thought they kept him in the game the way he managed the game. And then, you know, our pen was just good enough. Ashby was terrific.
Yeah. All right, there he is, Pat Murphy. Very rare to have an off day on a Friday, Murph.
I mean, it's happened once in a while, but normally not so much, no.
And yes, Mariners do play tomorrow. They will host the Cubs.
Good.
In a three-game weekend series.
Perfect.
That should be a little interesting. Maybe the Brewers can do some damage. In two ways. You know, maybe get a game on the Cubs or two and the Atlanta Braves. This team is good. More on that in just a second here. Wanted to get a couple of comments in here from Robert Gasser. Was wondering about his demeanor and delivery here. Is he going to, after being pulled like this, is he going to be sounding like Brandon Sproat did?
Oh, I hope not.
Oh, me too. Here's Robert Gasser after the Brewers got the win.
How much were the walks, you know, a factor for you, just considering how much you've tried to limit the... limit that.
Yeah, I mean, leadoff walks always come back to bite you. You know, made the innings a lot tougher from the get-go, got the pitch count up, and it's just not where you want to be.
What do you attribute that to when you have a day like that?
You know, I feel like it was a little bit of my direction. I was kind of pulling off the ball, not staying through it. You know, something I've been working hard on and kind of just faulted to at it today.
Did you feel like there was a specific pitch that you could go to and get yourself back on track today?
You know, honestly, against righties, I felt decent, especially with the cutter. You know, the cutter's been something I feel like I've been able to go to. Just against the lefties, it was more the sinker that wasn't able to locate, especially early.
Is there anything about pitching with a 6-0 lead that, you know, burns you a little bit more about not being able to give length?
Yeah, I mean... You know, you see six go up in the first, you kind of start licking your chops as a starter. You know, you want to give your, go as long as you can, save the bullpen. You know, it's unfortunate I wasn't able to do that today.
You've been out in the bullpen at times. I mean, those guys did the job. They've been doing it lately, even without Abner. And sometimes get overlooked. So what did you think watching the way the rest of that game unfolded?
Yeah, I mean, it felt like a, not necessarily a slugfest, but it felt like a battle from, you know, from the second to the fourth on. But, you know, luckily Chad was nails, Aaron, and Trevor locked down.
Hey, sounded good to me.
Sounds fine.
Yeah, sounds like he's got some conviction in his voice, knew what he identified what the problem was. And, you know, walks are going to get you, and he knows that. Gasser's good talent. You got to remember, a couple of years ago, weren't we just taking a look down the road a little bit? And we thought, wow, look at this rotation down the line. Yep. Gasser's going to be amazing. And let's not forget, they're all not going to be a Jacob Mizorowski-type dominating pitcher. They're all not going to be like that, guys. You got to, you know, I think you have to have some patience with some of the pitchers that, let's say a pitcher goes 14-10. On a season and has an ERA of 3.89. You'll take that all day long out of your 3, 4, 5 guys. That's a really good pitcher. They're all not going to be a 2.1 ERA in 30 starts. So we have to remember that. We can't measure the Gassers, Sproats, and Crows, and Drones to elite-level Cy Young candidates. Does that make sense?
Makes all the sense in the world. Got to set your expectations for each player differently.
However.
Oh, boy.
We're always looking for the 1-2 elite punch, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get that. Now, who's got the best shot at being that elite pitcher outside of Mizorowski, who already is? Who's got the next best shot at that?
For the Brewers?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Henderson?
I mean, I don't... yeah, Henderson, I guess. I mean, he's not going to be like dominant blowing stuff by you. But as far as like sub 3 ERA, around 3 ERA consistently, I think it's probably Henderson. Yeah.
Okay.
I would say so. I mean, if you start looking at the guys down in the minor league system this year, their numbers don't look all that great. But there are some guys that are starting to turn the corner here in the last 30 days or so. You and I were talking about it earlier. Coleman Crowe pitched again today, five shutout innings. He hasn't given up a run in the month of August to this point. So, I mean, he is going. Bishop Letson has had some good times going on. Knopf has pitched pretty well in spurts. So, there are some guys coming. Not at the Miz level, unfortunately, but some guys. Hey, going back to your pitcher question that you had as far as why are these guys can't pitch longer. 414, I think you have seen the benefits of new age training. Much less shoulder injuries. Because the rotator cuff are a set of muscles which can get stronger. But in exchange, you've seen more UCL tears because the UCL is a ligament that can't get stronger. That's from the 414. From the 224, the max effort approach to modern pitching places more stress on the bodies of today pitchers compared to pitchers in the past. Also, teams have more money invested in their pitchers, causing them to be more cautious about preserving their long-term health to protect the team's investment. Okay. Ken in River West. I think that is a very, very valid point.
Excellent point. And the other thing to think about, this final angle on this, is offensively, I think you need 95 to 98 on a regular basis because the offense has gotten so much better.
This from the 414. The average fastball was 89 miles per hour in 2002. It's now 95. I think that tells the full story.
That's right. That's right. And that has determined that because if you're just going to, you know, again, go back to, you know, pick a year, 1993. And if you're throwing 94, 95, You were the man. And the offenses, they couldn't catch up to that. So, interesting conversation. All right, that's going to do it for us. You guys have a great rest of your night. We will see you tomorrow. Sale versus Miz, 3:10 first pitch. The leadoff show gets you ready at 2 o'clock.
At Natty Oaks with Mitch Nellis.
Absolutely. And after the game, Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show here in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. For Charlie Usen, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, my name is Tim Allen. Enjoy the victory and the series victory in 30 games over. And remember, smile, Wisconsin. Bob Uecker is smiling back.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.